Sarah and I are currently laying in bed.
We're sitting.
We're sitting in bed. We're laying side by side, buck naked.
Okay.
No, we're just sitting in bed. We're going to pull something up on TV. Literally 40 minutes ago, I was at 7th Street Entry with friends watching them play. Now I'm laying in bed with what is this we're about to eat?
The scraps of a French apple tart made into a tiny tart.
I'm having a perfect moment, but I wanted to share with you.
You're ruining what could have been my perfect moment.
Okay, I promise. I'm going to keep this super quick. By the way, Strider is sitting on Sarah's legs and just death stare watching us eat this stuff. Okay, I was sharing this thought with Sarah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to hit record. I feel like I would want to share it with you listening. The thought is this. What if the moment you were born, you won the lottery and it split it up throughout your life in payments every day? You would get payments of, let's say, $1,000. When I was walking, I was thinking about doing the math. Okay, that's super boring. What if you won the lottery and it says, as long as you live for the rest of your life, you get payments of $1,000 every day into your account. But the trick is, whether you spend it or not, at the end of the day, at midnight, the rest of that $1,000 that wasn't spent is deleted from your account. Like, your mindset of that would be, my mindset would be like, it would be, you'd be stupid for not spending $1,000. Like, maybe if I was sick, I don't know. Even if I was sick in bed, I feel like I would go on Amazon and buy things for friends and just send it to them.
Sure.
And that's it for the rest of your life. Everybody is given the same amount. Everybody equally gets $1,000 to do with whatever they want with for the rest of their lives.
Oh, so everybody gets $1,000 without just you for being born?
Yeah, you for being born. But then I'm thinking about that as because I really want to tie this
I'm tying
an analogy together.
Don't
touch the microphone.
I, by the way, don't get $1,000 every day.
No, this is...
So fuck that person.
Fuck me and my dream story?
No.
What? No, okay. In this situation, you have $1,000. What would that look like?
Well, I have a plan instantly.
Oh my gosh, give it to me.
Well, first I thought... So I'm approaching the situation like people who have come upon dirty money and need to, air quote, clean it.
Dude, you can't get annoyed with me recording these conversations because there's no way you'd be pulling something out and say, this is so fun. I love this. All right, go on.
Don't let me lose it. So you got to clean the money, essentially. You got to use it, right?
What do you mean you got to clean the money?
It's making me think of that, kind of.
Yeah.
So, like, I could buy a $1,000 MacBook every day and then, you know, resell it quickly. But I don't, in 10 years, those MacBooks will be worth nothing if I don't sell them right away. So what I would do is I would take my $1,000.
You're tying in this analogy perfectly. Oh, Go on.
And I would take my $1,000. Maybe some days I would order sushi on Uber Eats. I would book a vacation. But on days when I didn't have anything to purchase, I would turn that $1,000 into a $1,000 gold small brick, which never loses value.
So you take that and invest in the future.
Yeah, because maybe later I'll want, maybe there's one day where I'll need $10,000.
Okay.
I can't just like, I got to sell the stupid 10 of these laptops to get that 10 grand.
Yeah.
I got the gold bricks.
Dude, I love that.
Now, tell me where this is going.
The thing I thought of is time wealth. Like, we're all freaking born. You know what? Here's the time, and I know this shit's cheesy, but this is the way my brain works. Dude, we won the lottery of the universe because we are born. That's what I was thinking about today. I was thinking about time wealth and that there's no guarantee of that money, that the $1,000 we get is the 24 hours in a day. And I'm obsessed about thinking lately about there's no freaking guarantees of how long this life is going to go. But I know today, right now, I exist and I want to jump onto things and quit waiting for things. I don't want to wait for my opportunity. I don't want to wait for someone else to make an opportunity and then ask me to be a part of it. I want to make shit happen. I've been thinking about even travel with us. How many stories I've already told on the podcast? It's like, man, I'll just wait until it makes sense. Then we can travel. It's like, you can do versions of like right now. Your 24 hours you get right now, it disappears at midnight, however you spent it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this morning. I don't know. I mean, that can be kind of daunting sometimes. That's maybe too big of a thought. But especially front loading this, especially when you're younger, the conversations I was listening earlier today, they were talking about billionaires. And how, like, have you ever met, they're talking about, they had both met billionaires and multimillionaires who have all this stuff and they have their wealth, they're financially wealthy, but they're not time wealthy and they feel like they're tied to everything. And so people like, and they were talking about, what's the point of any of this if you don't have time to do the things you want to do?
Yeah. What is $1 billion in your bank account? Like that level of money. If you are, all you do is work.
Yeah. And I know the $1 billion in your bank account, it's like, it's so easy for me. Like, that's such a big abstract thing, those people over there. But for me right now, I have so much shit. Like, even when it comes down to like the amount of time in my life I've spent thinking, oh, when this happens to me, when I get here, then I will be this.
Yeah, sure.
Then I will get to do this. Then I will be confident. Then once I do this, then I will be some of the best external. It's just like, this is it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Thinking like that will paralyze you. Yeah. From doing anything.
Yeah.
From spending a dollar.
Yeah. Anyways, that's just something I was thinking about today.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.